Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, April the 11th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about, again, still preparing for the upcoming series that has to do with Hieros Gamos, a Greek word that simply means holy matrimony, which is a word that simply means set apart feminine matter, set apart mother or mater. And the reason why we're talking about the feminine aspect, because that is considered the Shekinah glory. And one of the things that is needed in order to comprehend this feminine expression is this ideal of intention. When we talk about intentions, one of the most profound things is the world that we live in is controlled by your intention. So everything that you do, you draw to yourself based upon your intention. Let me say that again, because most of us don't really understand, at least I don't. Let me just speak for myself. You know, I just thought good intentions were good enough. I've always believed that. I've taught that. I've preached that. I've shared that. Anybody knows me knows that I don't beat myself up because I know that my intentions are good. And I live by that tenet. That is an error. So I'm here today to apologize for sharing and teaching that, because that's not good enough. That's an old saying, the road to hell is paved by good intentions. I never believed that saying. I've always thought that, hey, man, if your good intentions, God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. So God knows what your intentions are. He knows your true, you know, essence. He knows your true, you know, value. Whether it was wrong or not, he knows that your intentions were good. What did you intend? Now, we have to really, oh, man, I really hope and pray that you can hear me today. Hear my intention, my heart. The word intention, again, has the word intent. It is the determining factor of action. So the end object is what you intended. The word intention is another word for purpose. I love purpose. Everything about me is about purpose. Everything I do in life is for to establish purpose. But I have made a grave error. I've made a great mistake, and my mistake has caused a lot of people a lot of pain and a lot of hurt. And all of the people, the closest to me, are always the people that are hurt, because I always tell them, hey, I didn't intend to hurt you, but they're still hurt. Why are they, if my intentions was not to hurt people, why are people being hurt? If my purpose, the word intention simply means purpose. The word purpose is basically the attitude toward or the effect that one's actions or conduct has upon another. That's my intention. What is my original intentiveness? And so intention means intend. It means goal. It means the reason. It means the principle, the purpose, the plan. It means the procedure. It means the process that I am engaging in. Why do I do what I do? So what is the purpose or goal? What is the resolve? What is the design? What is the natural feeling that leads to the ending healing? I have a feeling that should result in a healing. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the curse of Christ consciousness, or consciousness in general. See, I've always thought my gift was just that, a gift. I didn't really look at the dark side of my giftedness, dark side of Christ consciousness. What is the dark side of truth? All of this stuff, all these shows that we're doing, what is the dark side of it? Tomorrow we're going to break down the dark side of consciousness, awareness, perception. That's intention. So I always thought good intentions was okay. That was a huge, and just because you got a good purpose, what if that purpose that you have, even though it is intended to be good, is based upon a flawed concept? Let me say that again. The word intention means that it means to turn one's attention to. It literally means to stretch out and touch someone. The word intention comes from the word intend. It is the aim that guides action. It is the aim that guides a bullet. So when you go to the range and you got a bad aim, you got good intention. But the word intention means that your goodness is flawed, but you are unaware of it. The word intention means that I'm aiming to hit the target. I'm aiming, but my aim is off, and I hit an innocent bystander. I shoot someone, but I wasn't meaning to shoot person A, and I hit person B. Intention is the process by which, or manner by which one proceeds in life. Intention is the intensity of a will or your thought. Let me say that again. Intention is the intensity of your will or thought. Let me say that one more time. Intention is what you intend. It's the intention, it's the intensity, the speed. So my intention is good. My speed is good. My design is good. Everything I'm doing is good, right? And so why is the road to hell paved with good intentions? How does good intentions give you? Now, remember, hell means Guyana, which is, again, a state, a mental disposition that is absence of clarity. That's hell. Hell is the absence of light. Hell is a mental disposition that is bitter. The word good means excellence. It means virtue. It means pious. It means satisfactory. Now, I would think that those are all good terms, okay? So if you are excellent, you go to hell. If you're moral, you go to hell. If you're virtuous, you go to hell. If you're righteous, you go to hell. If you're pious, you go to hell. The road to hell is paved with good. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying, man. I don't know if you really understand what I'm saying. You're a good guy, like me. I'm a good person. But yet, everything I do results in misery. The word hell, now I can bring people on. I can bring, you know, my children, current wife, ex-wife, you know, people that know me, they will all tell you, man, that brother Will, man, that dude, you know, he means well, but so why does meaning well end up in doing bad? Why does it result in misery? Where did this saying come from? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. You see, brothers and sisters, that word good needs to be followed first with the word pure. So the road should be pure, not good. See, good means morally excellent. It means virtuous. It means righteous or right standing. It means pious or piety. It means the proper fit. It means that you have a high degree of excellence. The word good has a moral, it means moral righteousness. Now, remember that. The word good means moral righteousness. That takes you to hell. Hell meaning misery, meaning what is the quality of your life right now? If the quality of your life is anything like mine was, it's not good. It's miserable. But everything I'm doing is good. I got, you know, morality, virtue, excellence. I got all of these things, yet my life sucks. Why? Because I got good intentions. And the good intentions take you to hell. Anybody tell you that? Now, we heard that saying, but did you believe it? I didn't. I did not believe that being moral, being conscientious, being, you know, exemplary, being gracious, being kind, being capable, being able, all of these are good terms, right? These are all good words. So why does these good words lead to a bad disposition? How can superiority or positive qualities lead to bad or negative or destitute reality? How is that possible? How can good intentions lead to a bad end result? Because those good intentions are not pure. They are good. Pure. The road to heaven is paved with pure intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. God is not interested in you being good or bad. That is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But what God is interested in, what I'm interested in now, is pure. The word pure, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That word pure in that scripture means clear, new clear, nucleus. New clay. Blessed are the new clay. The road to heaven is paved with new clay, not old clay. I have old clay, and I'm using old clay to do good things. And I am living proof that you cannot improve poop. I don't care how you slice it up. I don't care how much perfume you put on it. I don't care how you sugarcoat it. S-H-I-T is S-H-I-T. I don't care how you change it. I don't care what box. I don't care how much perfume you put on it. I don't care how you sugarcoat it. We've all been lied to, but we haven't. We just haven't. See, we understand, but we don't comprehend. Well, let me rephrase that. I understand a lot of stuff, but I don't comprehend a lot of stuff. There's a big difference. I don't want nobody listening to this show to understand me. I want you to comprehend me, brother. I want you to comprehend me, sister. I need you to comprehend what I'm saying today. Because the word, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. That word pure in the Greek means clear. The word pure means free from anything that is contaminated or inferior. The word pure means clear. The word clear means without darkness. That word darkness means ignorance. The road that you should be on is a road of comprehension. It is a road of understanding. It's not a road of righteousness, because righteousness and morality is subjective. My righteousness, go to Islam. Over there, you can strap a bomb on your chest, run into a building, and kill 100 people. That's a righteous act. You're going to go to heaven and get 100 virgins. So the road to chaos and confusion is paved with good intentions. I got conned, and I'm apologizing for teaching error, because I've been teaching good intentions was good enough. That's bullshit. Good intentions will bust hell wide open, and you're going to hurt and destroy lives. That's what I've been doing. 50-plus freaking years on the blankety-blank planet, and I'm just not figuring out that I'm not clean, I'm not pure, and I'm not clear. Brothers and sisters, I have a 200-page book written 20 years ago called The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. And in that book, I have what I'm telling you today. I didn't read my own book. I wrote it, but I didn't freaking comprehend it. Focus, discipline, and order. Focus, my brothers and sisters, is crystal clear clarity. Clear. I've been good. I've been seeking to be good. I wanted to be liked. But I did not want to be understood. I did not want it to be comprehended. I wasn't interested in being purified. I wasn't interested in being clean. I wasn't interested in being free from corruption. See, the word clear is an interesting word. It means free from darkness or obscurity or cloudiness. Let me say it again. The road to heaven is a road that is free from darkness, obscurity, and cloudiness. Let me say that again. The road that I pray to God that you are wanting to get on, because I'm happy today, but I'm sad. I'm happy because for the first time in my life, my vision is free from darkness, obscurity, and cloudiness. And I can be transparent. I can live without discoloration, without blemish, and without defect. Are you clear, brother? Are you hearing me clearly? Or can you distinctively, perceptively hear what I'm saying? Or is there some kind of a distinct distraction where you are not overstanding me? That's going to take you to hell. You're going to be miserable. Have you removed all of the objects and the people out of your life? Doesn't allow you to be lucid. Are you free from confusion, doubt, and uncertainty? That's clear. See, good doesn't require you to be free from confusion. You can be good and be confused. You can be good and have doubt. You can be good and have uncertainty, but you cannot be clear and have confusion. You cannot be clear and have doubt. You cannot be clear and have uncertainty. But you can be good and have all of these. You cannot be clear and lack understanding and lacking lucid. Are you lucid? L-U-C-I-D, lucid. See, you can be good, but you don't have to be lucid. But you can't be clear, brother. You cannot have a pure heart. You cannot have a pure intention. You cannot have a pure intention and not be lucid. Lucid means understood. It means completely intelligent and completely comprehensible. Do you comprehend me? Do you comprehend what I'm saying? Do you comprehend the last series that I did on blood? Do you understand that your blood type determines your character? That everything you do is predispositioned? God said, I knew you in your mother's womb. What's in the mother's womb? Blood. It's important, brothers and sisters, because good intentions ain't good enough. I thought it was, but I am living proof today because I've been living in misery for the last 50 years of my life. But I lied to myself, and I told myself it was good. See, I was happy being unhappy. See, I was satisfied being unsatisfied. See, I settled, and I was comfortable in the box because guess what? That was everything that I needed in that box. Except for lucidness, except for comprehension, except for authenticity, except for clarity. Those things have escaped me up until now. Have they escaped you? Are you confused? Why are you confused? The reason that you're confused is because you're a good man. You're a good woman, but you're not a pure man. You're not a pure woman. Because if you are pure, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the sons of God. You want to be a son of God? Yeah, I thought I was a son of God. But then I would say, God, I'm good. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. See, I had a form of godliness. Again, a positive blood. We got a form of godliness, but we have no power. So I'm seeking to change my blood type. I'm going to have a spiritual blood transfusion. I may have A positive blood exoterically on the outside, but on the inside, I'm going to have celestial blood because I am lucid now. For the first time in a long time, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be characterized by clear perception, rational, sane, transparent, lucid understanding that is devoid of darkness. Every teaching going forward is going to be lucid, meaning lux. Lucid means, in the Latin, lucidus, which means loose. L-U-C means from the root, L-U-X, which means light. Id means in. Lucid means in the light. Clear means you're in the light. You're free from darkness. When the light turns on, where does the darkness go? When you turn off the light, darkness exists. When you turn on the light, darkness is gone. Darkness is the absence of light. The road to hell is paved with the absence of light. Stop trying to be good. Stop trying to be evil. People tell you you're evil. People tell you good. That's great. They're both the same team. They're the same coin. They're two sides of the same coin. I don't give a rip about being good. I don't give a rip about being evil anymore. I don't care if people think I'm evil. That is the one word that people describe. They say, man, Brother Will is good or Brother Will is evil. The people that know me. Both of those are incorrect. Or let me rephrase that. They were correct, but they're no longer correct. Because now I'm lucid. Lux-id. Lucid. Lu, light, id, in the light. Because where there is light, there is no darkness. Because darkness cannot inhabit light. Because darkness is not a substance. Darkness is the absence of a substance. A pothole is not a thing. A pothole is the absence of a thing. Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is the absence of a thing. A pothole is the absence of dirt. When you put dirt back in the hole, where did the pothole go? Does a pothole exist? No. The pothole is the absence of an existence. The road to hell is paved with the absence of purpose, absence of clarity that sends you to hell, meaning misery. When the quality of your life right now, today, as I speak, if the quality of your life is not good or is good, it's because of the absence of clarity. I don't want a good life. I want a pure life. I want to be able to have light. I want to walk in the light. I want to be the light. I am a light in a dark world. And I'm interested in making your light brighter and my light brighter. And it is my prayer that everyone listening to the sound of my voice have that understanding and comprehension now, because comprehension is clarity. The enemy doesn't want you to comprehend what I'm saying. He don't care if you listen to the shows, as long as you don't comprehend them. As long as you're interested in, oh, I want to be good. You want to go home and you want to be a good husband. You want to be a good wife. You want to be good on your job. You want to be good. No, I don't want to be good. I want to be pure. I want to be clean. I want to be clear, crystal clear. I want clarity in my life, brother. I want clarity of mind. I want clarity. I want singleness of mind, singleness of focus, singleness of purpose, singleness. See, people want to compartmentalize you and limit you. I cannot find the word control nowhere in 1 Corinthians 13. But you say you love me, but yet you want to control me. See, clarity, my brothers and sisters, only the pure in hearts can see God. Only the peacemakers. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. It is the peacemakers. Are you a peacemaker, brother? Are you a peacemaker? See, I want it to be good. Or I want it to be evil. No, I don't want to be either one of those. I want to be a peacemaker. Really quickly, what is a peacemaker? Are there any peacemakers listening to today's show? The word peacemaker is a cookie blower. In the Greek, it's aranopos. The word peacemaker, again, means a person who loves peace. You know the only way that you can get peace, brother? You cannot get peace by being good or evil. The only way to get peace is by being clear. Clear. In your own head, you sleep well at night. People think I don't sleep because I'm not clear. I don't sleep because I am clear and I'm getting clearer. I don't sleep because of what we're going to talk about tomorrow, Christ consciousness. Now, brothers, sisters, in conclusion, a peacemaker is someone who loves peace more than love it being right or wrong. Stop trying to be right. Stop trying to be wrong. Stop trying to be good. Stop trying to be evil. But your goal in life should be clarity. My goal in life now is more clarity. niche. So you have a niche. What is your niche? For example, and this is off the beaten path, but for example, you like dogs. Okay, great. But what is your niche? Okay, I like dogs. Okay, well, what kind of dog? Okay, I like pit bulls. Okay, zoom. We just got clearer. Now, we was already clear. We was pretty clear. You like dogs. But I need to get clearer, brother. I need to get clearer. I need to comprehend you. I don't want to understand you. I want to comprehend you. I want to make sure that we're lucid. I want to make sure that we have clarity. I want to make sure that we are pure. I want to make sure that we are free from distraction. I want to make sure that we are absence of darkness. I want to make sure that there is nothing that I don't understand. I want to be able to stand under you. Then I want to be able to understand. Then I want to be able to overstand. So you like dogs, okay? Now you say you like pit bulls. Okay, that's great. Are there different breeds or different types of pit bulls? You got a certain breed or a certain type of pit bull? Okay, that's great. Now let's get more clear. What about you want male or female pit bull? Oh, you don't like male pit bull. Okay, now we got clearer. We are more transparent. We are free from cloudiness. I'm free from confusion, from doubt and uncertainty. Okay, now we know that you like this pit bull, this particular breed. We like the male pit bulls. Now, what color pit bulls you like? You want a black pit bull? You want one brown with gray spots? What color pit bull do you like? Now, okay, we got that down. What disposition? You want a pit bull that's aggressive, that fights, or you want a big teddy bear? You want something that looks ferocious, but you can hang it around with your kids? Do you follow my saying? Do you follow my understanding, brothers and sisters? Clarity of purpose, the ability to get more and more and more and more and more clear. The road to hell is paved with cloudiness. The road to heaven is paved with clearness. Pure, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Your mission in life, my mission in life, is to stop going through life hurting other people. And the reason that I hurt people is because I was not free from confusion, I wasn't free from doubt, and I wasn't free from uncertainty. That means I did not have a clear, pure heart. Before you proceed, make sure you are free from confusion. You are free from doubt, and you are free from uncertainty. You got to remove any obstruction that is on your path. You have to make it understandable. You must make it transparent. You must make it crystal clear. You must make sure that every person in your circle, again, has a distinct manner. That's clarity. That means completely and entirely. Again, notice the words, completely and entirely clear. To remove, to take away, to put your house in order. Notice it's your house, not somebody else. The road to heaven, and heaven represents what? Peace. Heaven represents a mental state that is free from anxiety, all the lust of the flesh, and is filled with the lust of the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. So my brothers and my sisters, I hope that you are clear today. I hope that you are bright. I hope that you have light. You already are a bright light. The only reason that your bright light is not manifested to the mind in a comprehensible manner is because of good. You think being good is okay. You've been trying to be good. Good is not good enough. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. The road to heaven is paved with pure intentions. My brothers, my sisters, make sure that you are on the road. It is this bright light of clarity that brings about, again, peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that God gives. My brothers and sisters, again, If you haven't already went to the website, the Master Teacher 33, and made the donation, $75 if you listened or tuned in or participated in the last show, $100 if this is your first time joining me on an audio series that starts Friday on April the 15th. We're going to try the 12 noon hour to see how a series goes during the 12 noon time slot. So my brothers and my sisters, again, make sure that you're on the right road. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Good intentions, not good enough anymore. Your intentions must be pure. The road to heaven is paved with pure intentions, clarity, light. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the third part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you when you come to me. God bless you. Really
y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rated R.